الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has selected for us our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who has perfected for us our deen. In the Hajjatul Wada', the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a day of Friday on Arafat. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah was on a Friday, like this year. And after Asr Salah, which we all understand to be a very Mubarak time on any Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I have perfected for you your deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي I have completed my ni'mat and favor upon you. The ni'mat of Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ And I have selected and I am pleased as Islam as your way of life. Islam as your deen. This is a declaration from the creator of the universe. This is a declaration from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah Rabbul Izzah, who has complete ilm and complete knowledge, who knows the needs of insan and hayawan, and the needs of every creation, and the challenges that will face every creation, and the different fitnas that will come till Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ Your deen is complete and perfect. That is why the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deenul Islam, is the final deen to come. There is no Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no new sharia, no new rules on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other religion came and then was replaced by another, which was replaced by another. But the religion of Islam and the sharia of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete, and there's no need for any upgrading on the deen, any replacing of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any alterations going forward. No, it is stamped and sealed by Allah. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي By perfecting your deen, I have completed my ni'mat and favor upon you. The Turks have a habit of making this one particular dua very frequently. In some places, in every dua, they will make this. Whilst they make dua, for example, after salah, or after some program, or bayan, etc., then this dua is very often repeated. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamaman ni'ma. O Allah, we ask you for the complete ni'mat. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, Allah said in Quran. I have completed my ni'mat for you. But will we be from those who will really accept the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam, and implement the rules of Islam in totality or not? That only applies, the completion of the ni'mat of Allah only applies on those who will follow the shariat of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who will fulfill the command of Allah and follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that declaration. But does it apply to us? So they make this dua very often. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamaman ni'ma. O Allah, we ask you for complete ni'mat. Give us the ability to practice on the complete deen. We very often hear the i'lan. We very often hear the i'lan that is made, the announcement by the Tablighi brothers, that our success, or my success and your success, and the success of the entire mankind, lies in complete deen. And that is to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown to us by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is complete deen. To fulfill every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed to us. and to do it in the way shown to us by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is tamamun ni'mah. That is the complete ni'mat and the favor of Allah. That is Allah's favor being completed for us. Respected friends and elders, every other way besides the way of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take us further away from Allah and His mercy. It is only the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will bring us closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and onto the path of Jannah. Naqsh qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Following in the footsteps of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take us onto the path of Jannah. Today if you look around us, how much of deen is really and truly found in our lives? How much is there superficially and artificially, and how much is found in reality? How much of yaqeen do we have on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of love do we have for the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This ought to be the quality of every believer. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your iman is incomplete. None of you will have complete iman until his desires are subjugated to what I brought, to my way, to my sunnah. You must desire the sunnah. You must want the life of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'uzu billah, today we find sometimes a person looking at the sunnah with disdain, belittling the sunnah. Why is this person dressed like this? Why does he have a beard? Why is he wearing kurta, etc.? These are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these are those a'mal and practices that will protect us in the akhirah from eternal doom in Jahannam, but will protect us in this dunya as well. This is something we need to develop within ourselves. Yaqeen on the sunnah, conviction that the way of life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only way I will be protected in this dunya as well. In this dunya as well, today there are so much of fitnas that we are surrounded with. And there are so much of challenges. There are so much of difficulties and problems that people are facing. The only solution to that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great author of the past, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, passed away in the year 1999. And he was a prolific writer in Urdu and Arabic. In his kitab that he wrote on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his opening words are, طَالَتِ الْفَتْرَةِ وَانْتَشَرَ الظَّلَامِ. That there was a long intermission between Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No Nabi came in between. So there wasn't active da'wah taking place. طَالَتِ الْفَتْرَةِ. And as a result of that, وَانْتَشَرَ الظَّلَامِ. And darkness then spread. Darkness covered the globe. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dunya was stooped in darkness. And the Arabs in general had reached the lowest ebb. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu, when he spoke in the court of the Abyssinian king in Ethiopia, or parts of Eritrea, when he spoke, he said, أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكُ O king, إِنَّا كُنَّا أَذَلَّ قَوْمٍ. We were the most despicable of people. نَأْكُلُ الْجِيفَ وَنَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. We used to eat carrion. We used to eat meat of an animal that died a natural, that wasn't slaughtered. We used to worship idols and stones. وَأَكَلَ الْقَوِيُّ مِنَّ الضَّعِيفِ. The powerful among us used to devour the weak. Very similar to what we find ourselves in today. Exploitation, pride, trampling on the rights of others. The same thing was found to an extent in that zamana as well. Darkness had covered the Arabian Peninsula and other parts of the world. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use to dispel that darkness? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use to replace that with peace and tranquility and prosperity? It was the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was Deenul Islam. Sayyidina Ja'far then tells him that then Allah sent to us a Nabi from among us who is known to us. And He commanded us with good and forbade us from wrong. And now Allah has given us some light and given us some direction. That is exactly what we need to look at again in this day and age. That there is so much of darkness, there is so much of zulm, there is so much of wrong, there is so much of sin, so many challenges. The only way that will be dispelled on a global scale, and first on a personal scale, in my life, in your life, in each person sitting here in our lives, the only way that will be dispelled is by coming back to the basics, and that is coming back to the Sunnah and Deenul Islam. Inspect our lives. How many of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are we really upholding, and how many are we flouting? How many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in our lives? And how many are absent from our lives? We have become so distracted by the world outside, and so distracted by these challenges, that we are forgetting the solution is already in our hands. You know, somebody living in Durban is traveling and is stuck in the traffic somewhere past the toll. So they ask him, where are you going? He says, no, I'm going to Maritzburg. Why? I'm going to find some salt water. I want to bottle salt water. You're staying in Durban. You're right next to the ocean, and you're going somewhere else to look for it. Somebody coming from Newcastle to Durban is coming to source some coal, looking for coal mines. Brother, you're coming from Newcastle. You have it there. We come to you for it. Somebody living in Makkah, and he comes to Medina to look for Zamzam. Zamzam source is in Makkah. We have Deenul Islam. We have the Sunnah. And we are looking elsewhere for some solution. We are looking elsewhere for some kind of satisfaction. Allah Rabbul Izzah has kept it nowhere near every other way of life. The further we go from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more our misery will increase. Mawlana Tariq Jameel Sahib had mentioned several years ago an incident of the life of Junaid Damshed rahimahullah. He was a famous nasheed artist, a singer before that, and then changed his life to the barakat of da'wat and tabligh. He says, Mawlana Tariq Jameel Sahib says, when I first met him, or in among my initial meetings, he mentioned to me, he says, Mawlana Sahib, I am living the dream, so to say. I am living the dream that every young Pakistani wants. I have all the money. I have all the pomp and glamour and glory. I have fame. But I am still not satisfied. My heart is not at ease. I sleep in 5-star hotels, but yet I am dissatisfied. So Maulana gave him a very, very nice answer. He said, you see, your example is like the example of a person whose head is paining or his arm is paining. So instead of rubbing that ointment on his arm, he's rubbing it on his knees. In other words, the problem you have, you are trying to treat, but you are treating it in the wrong place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are looking for peace of mind, then Allah hasn't kept it in this glamour and 5-star hotels. Allah hasn't kept it in fame and name. Allah hasn't kept it in that way of life. You are looking for it in the wrong place. Allah has only kept it in His deen and in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana says, after a few years, when Junaid Jamshed rahimahullah ended up spending 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he phoned me from the mountains of Sarhad. He was in a mountainous area in the northwest frontier of Pakistan. And he phoned and he says, Maulana, now I sleep on concrete floor. And we're eating simple food that we are cooking ourselves. But today I am more satisfied. And today, alhamdulillah, I find that peace that I was looking for, that I never found in the 5-star hotel and in the life of glamour. This is a lesson we all need to take, respected friends and elders. That in driving an expensive car, wearing an expensive smart watch, having the latest device in your pocket, having the best of jobs and the best of homes, and the most beautiful of wives and children, will not bring us inner peace and satisfaction if there is no sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found therein. You can have all the ingredients of that tasty biryani. You can have it all. But if you never add that salt, you never add some important ingredient, it's not going to taste nice. It can be the best quality of every other ingredient. The best quality rice, super great meat, the best soft cooking potatoes, etc., etc. But if you never add that important ingredient like salt, then it's not going to taste nice. There's no satisfaction in that biryani. No matter what you spend. So no matter what we spend in our lives, on the things around us, it's never going to bring us satisfaction, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept satisfaction there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solely and only kept it in the deen. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. I, Allah says, I am happy as Islam is your way of life. I have selected deenul Islam for you. We get so distracted with everything else that the practices of Islam have left us. By way of example to explain this, there was a group of friends that had come from the village to the city. And when they came to the city, they were amazed at the tall, high buildings, skyscrapers in the city. And they amusingly, you know, remarked to themselves, you know, where we stay, we don't have so tall people to build so tall buildings. How is it they have so tall buildings? Then they decide that we want to stay in the tallest hotel. So the tallest one they found was 60 floors. They go to the reception and say, we want to book the penthouse. And normally the penthouse is much more. So they said, penthouse is available, and it's available at a discount because we have load shedding. Eskom never left them too. We have load shedding, so sometimes when you come, the elevator is not going to be working, you have to take the stairs. So they make a mashura among themselves, and then they convince themselves, you know what, this is the only opportunity. We don't know when again we will get a chance to look at the world from so high up. So they booked the 60th floor. And a few days pass. One night when they return, everything is dark. It's stage 6 load shedding. Everything is dark. Now they're sitting with a problem. How do we climb 60 floors? So then somebody made a suggestion. You know what, if you have hard labor and you've got to achieve a difficult task, then you make it easy by taking your mind off the task. You know, you see a laborer laying bricks outside, carrying cement, doing some hard work. He passes his time by singing, by talking to the person he can't see on the other side of the wall also. But his mind, he's taking his mind off the job to make it easy for him. So they said, okay, let's spend our time talking as we are climbing. What should we talk about? They say, the first 20 floors will speak about our childhood and our youth. So as they're walking, you know, which school they went to, who were their friends, what tricks and games they were playing, who were the cheeky uncles in the masjid, etc., etc. And like that, they reached the 20th floor. Now, alhamdulillah, the next 20 floors, let's speak about what we want to achieve and what we did achieve in life. So then one says, you know, I actually wanted the hand of a particular woman in marriage, and alhamdulillah, I ended up marrying her. Another one says, I wanted to open a fruit store or have my own farm, and I got it. And each one speaks about what were his aspirations and what he achieved. And like that, in this conversation, they reached the 40th floor. Now for the last 20 floors, they say, you know, life has ups and downs, good and bad. Let's speak about the challenges of life, the difficulties of life. So again, as they're walking, a person, for example, mentioned that his farm, you know, caught a light and the crop got burnt. And somebody says his wife passed away, or the marriage broke down. And somebody else says he lost a near and dear one. And somebody says he got very ill and sick. And they spoke about their difficulties and challenges of life till they reached the 60th floor. Now they reach their destination, and they find themselves in front of the door of the room. And then only one reality hits them. And that is that they forgot the key downstairs. Ya Allah, we're climbing 60 floors. Why were they climbing that 60 floors? So that they can enter that door. But they forgot why they were going there. They got so distracted in that conversation. This is exactly the example of a insan in this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "A'maru ummati ma bayna 60 ila 70." Average lifespan of my ummah is 60 to 70 years. Very few will surpass that age. So in that 60 years, what happens? The first 20 years are play and amusement. إِنَّ وَالْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُونَ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the phases of life. That the worldly life is all about play and amusement. So when you're young, you go to preschool and primary school and games and sports, etc. And tricks. And holidays and vacations. And then it is all about building a life now. Now you want a career. So you start studying seriously. You start looking for a good job. Looking for a spouse, looking for a house, etc. And then the next 20 years are in building your life. And then after that, you know, it's downhill. Or along the way, you are faced with these challenges. The child had some rare illness, Allah save us. Something happened to the car, he met with an accident. He's got some legal fees to settle. He's got hospital fees to settle. And there's so many different problems and challenges which are natural and have to occur in life. But we get so caught up in all of these things that we forget where we are heading and why we are heading there. Every one of us is going to reach our last floor. For some it will be the 60th floor. For some it will be 50 years of life. For some it will be 40 years. Some little more, little less. But we all are heading for that last floor. And when we get there, respected friends and elders, what we need to have with us is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Deenul Islam. Let it not happen that when we reach the 60th floor, we reach the end of our lives, then only we realize that what were we supposed to be doing and what are we doing? What did I bring and what was I supposed to bring? Where's the key? For those people who are victims of load shedding, it's still possible they could have come down somehow or waited till the lights came and go and pick up the key. But for us, when we reach that end of our life, وَلَيُّؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah says, Allah will never delay the time of maut when it is set. When a man's maut and his time is up, it is up. He can never say, I want to go back and pick up the key. Now is the time. Allah has blessed us with life. Allah has blessed us with an environment of deen in our country. Allah has blessed us with so many masajid, beautiful masajid, madaris, ulama, huffaz, qurra, qaris of Quran, etc. Effort of da'wah and tabligh, so many mashayikh and ulama and seniors that we can benefit from. Let it not be that when the time comes and malakul maut is in front of us, then we realize, you know, I was supposed to go for 4 months. Let me go back and give that 4 months. I was supposed to join that jamaat to go for 3 days. And I was supposed to, you know, pledge allegiance and take bay'at maybe by some sheikh. And I was supposed to become a hafiz or send my child to become hafiz. But I never did it. No, respected friends and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the realization now. So that dua that the Turks make often, Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamaman ni'ma. Oh Allah, bless us with the complete ni'mat of Islam. Give us complete deen in our lives. And it continues, wa dawam al-afiyah. Oh Allah, give us constant afiyat, protection, divine protection from your side. There is nothing better that you can ask Allah for after iman than afiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, here the Turks have the habit, oh Allah, grant us dawamul afiyah. A beautiful dua. Give us afiyat all the time. Because you never know when something can happen. And look around us. Everybody is suffering from some challenge and some calamity and some takleef. Wa dawamul afiyah wa husnal khatima. And oh Allah, grant us a beautiful end. Let our maut come to us when we are ready. Let our death come to us when we have the key in our hand. When we are taking with us the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let it be a mubarak maut. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamaman ni'ma wa dawam al-afiyah wa husnal khatima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.